It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks over at CBS Sports were looking at the quarterbacks. Jeff Kerr was the writer. He said, hey, these are the five quarterbacks he thinks are under the most pressure. I know it's only March, but under the most pressure heading in to win a Super Bowl. That's why Mahomes wasn't on the list, because the qualification was quarterbacks that have not won a ring. But I'll tell you what his answer was, and then I want to take the Super Bowl part of it out for a second. Because he said, quarterback with the most pressure to win a Super Bowl next season. Number one, no surprise, Josh Allen. I have no issue with that answer. I would agree. Number two, Lamar.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, we can get, yeah. So number two, Lamar. Number three, Dak Prescott. That's bizarre to me. I guess Dallas always has pressure. Number four was Jared Goff. And number five was Drew's guy, Joe Burrow.
This is under the most pressure?
Under the most pressure to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
So we can start with that, and then I want to take away the Super Bowl tag. Because for starters, to win a Super Bowl next year, I think Lamar and Josh Allen absolutely are at the top of the list of guys that have not won a ring. Quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl next year, most pressure? Of course.
I mean, how is it?
How is it not Josh Allen number one and Lamar number two? I'd actually have Joe Burrow higher than that. I'd have Joe Burrow number three, maybe even number two.
I think it's Lamar number one because you're three-time MVP. I know Josh Allen just got this, but he's won three. It's kind of like, what do you do in the postseason? You know, Josh Allen, you know, has been making, at least he does win some playoff games from time to time. I know Lamar has won, what, two now at this point? But Lamar Jackson's won MVP. I mean, people are primed saying that's the Super Bowl team right there, the Baltimore Ravens. I'd put Jackson one, Allen, and Burrow tied for two and three. It'd be those three right there. It'd be Allen, Burrow, and then, of course, leading the way would be Lamar Jackson. I would take Dak Prescott out because I don't think anybody gives a rat's, you know what, about Dak Prescott. I'd put Justin Herbert in there. I think Justin Herbert has to feel under pressure at some point because he never gets there.
He has pressure to get to an AFC title game. Like, I think forget the Super Bowl bank.
Justin Herbert completely has pressure. Chargers every year people are predicting him to do things. Just like this year, they're predicting him to win the division. Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, you know, finally won a playoff game. People had expectations of him. Jared Goff, don't care about him.
It's weird how we view him. I'm with you. Like, his name does not come to mind at the first three, four, five guys that have pressure to win a ring. It's because how at least I, and it sounds like you do, view Jared Goff. Like, he's had some great years in Detroit recently, but none of us put him in the same category as Lamar and Burrow and Allen. And so if you're not a top five quarterback in the league, and maybe you think he is, I don't believe Goff is, even though he's put up some stats that would push that conversation forward. If you're not a top five or so quarterback in the league, and the other guys are, it's hard for me to feel like you have so much pressure to win a ring. Dak Prescott, like, it's the Cowboys, so I guess there's pressure every year, but almost in a weird way, by now I think people realize it's not even Dak. It's the ownership is such a joke and everything. What do you expect? I mean, they went from McCarthy to I even already forgot his name. Brian Schottenheimer. Yeah.
So the reason why I think Goff, I don't know if he belongs on this list at all, period. I would say it makes sense why he's on the list. I don't know if he has more pressure than Joe Burrow, but I don't mind him on this list. I can agree with it because I think it's more about how good the Lions actually are. Like, hey, Jared, this is your chance to go in and do the thing. You know, you are under pressure to go and win it because this is a roster that is built to win right now. And it wouldn't matter whether it's Jared Goff. If Baker Mayfield was the quarterback of the Lions, pressure would be on Baker Mayfield to go and get the job done. In my mind, it's more of a roster thing than it is Jared Goff is that good of a quarterback where he's got to win one. I think he can take advantage of it. Where I think, you know, Purdy, there was a, if they, like, going into this past season, if you're, say, pressure on quarterbacks to maybe win a Super Bowl, I don't know if it would be fair to have Brock Purdy in there, but I think because the roster has been so good for Brock Purdy, and who knows where it goes now, because all the changes that they're making, but there might have been more pressure than we might have not mentioned on Brock Purdy over the last couple of years to win one than others just because of the team surrounding them, necessarily the quarterback. Because I agree with you guys, it's Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson in that three.
What you're saying,
they're there.
What you're saying about Jared Goff, though, and the roster around him, I'm not saying we never do this with quarterbacks, but didn't that mean it's what you're describing to me would be the case for why Dan Campbell has pressure now?
Sure, but if it's just a quarterback pressure thing, then maybe we don't include Jared. I mean, I think everybody's kind of encompassed into the exact same equation where, Josh Allen's got some pressure, but so does Sean McDermott, because they've given him chance after chance after chance, and they're still giving him chances.
But he's got an MVP now, so the bar gets raised even more.
Sure. Here's the thing about Burrow.
I think the same thing about Zach Taylor and the Bengals. I think they're kind of paired together in a way where Dan Campbell, just as much as Jared Goff, there's pressure on them to get the job done, and Jared Goff is a part of them actually. Jared Goff's going to be the reason that they win the whole thing because the roster is good enough. He just has to get them there.
Because you don't want the window to close. Frisco, that window closed because you were essentially...
Had a hell of a run. They ran into the Chiefs.
When the Chiefs played the Niners in the Super Bowl, they built their teams completely opposite. The Chiefs were paying their quarterback the highest amount of money that ever won a Super Bowl quarterback won with the cap. They're paying seventh-round money at that point with Brock Purdy in the Super Bowl so you could pay everybody else. And now they're starting to jettison all these players because guess what? That window closed. Joe Burrow is 5-2 in the postseason. Josh Allen, he's 7-6. So he's won at least seven postseason games. Lamar Jackson, the three MVPs, the team that's had the number one seed before, he's 3-5. To me, that's pressure. Justin Herbert's 0-2, and he's been basically starting since 2020.
He's got
pressure in 2025 now.
I'll use my same argument against Jared Goff for why I don't know if I agree that Herbert's in there. The same thing. I don't think we view Herbert, at least I don't anymore, view Herbert in that same category of the other names that we just mentioned. And Allen and Lamar. Like, does everybody?
Is it time to take him out of the list? Like, he's been in the top. He's been in the top of people are talking about.
I've defended Herbert for multiple years. I think from a physical standpoint, from a physical standpoint, everything's there.
Yeah.
But he is no longer, there's no argument to be made anymore that he is in the same conversation. Some of you say you never had him in there. That's fine. But he's not, because he hasn't had any playoff success as well. Until he does, he cannot be looped in with the names we just mentioned, even if he has the physical traits. Because otherwise, I would say Trevor Lawrence is not no different than Justin Herbert. And Trevor Lawrence are no different than each other. Honestly, if we're going to do
Trevor Lawrence has a playoff win over Justin Herbert.
But I want to take it away from just the rings for a second, because again, this article is the top five quarterbacks under the most pressure to win a Super Bowl. Take the Super Bowl part out of it, just the most pressure. Then I actually think you could put Patrick Mahomes inside the top five, if we say to win it, to take the Super Bowl part of it out, because of how nationally people are talking about this football team and specifically Patrick Mahomes.
His legacy,
because everything that happened, they got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl, and everybody suddenly thinks that there's a huge problem now in the organization, which is stupid. But that's the narrative that's out there, right? Like, oh my gosh, the dynasty is over. people forget they won 15 games. They think they're just now going to be crap. At least that's how nationally people discuss them. And so I think Patrick Mahomes, in the different context of the article, but most pressure next year, I think he actually is top five because people are doubting whether or not he can get back.
I disagree with that. He's won 17 postseason games.
I understand. I think it's crazy, but
look, that's the second most ever. Only Tom Brady has won more postseason games than Patrick Mahomes. He passed Joe Montana this year. They were tied at 16. He's now at 17. He stands alone. It's Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. He's a made man. He's won three Super Bowls.
Right, but it's not in Kansas City. I'm with you. Don't have to convince me.
I'm just saying other people. Yeah. Because they're not looking at the big picture of things. They're not looking that maybe he's the offensive line or that Buccaneers Super Bowl. Mahomes is running backwards 90% of the time. Who are the receivers? He went through the season basically without the number one and two receiver on this team in Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice and still got there. So the smart people watching football are saying, okay, look at what this team had and look at what he did.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Getting the Chiefs, but he's won 17 postseason games. I'm looking at Justin Herbert. He's been a starter since 2020. He's 0-2 in the postseason. That, to me, is pressure to do something. Lamar Jackson, I think, takes the cake. You win three MVPs, and you've got as many MVPs as you do playoff wins. I mean, three and three, that's not a good mixture for Lamar Jackson.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.